For years, Orange County's Great Park has served as a lightning rod for controversy over allegations of corruption and inefficiency, poor government planning, a lot of people accused. Well, now an ambitious ice rink project proposed by the Anaheim Ducks of the National Hockey League might bring some of the park's first permanent tenants. But does that mean the Anaheim Ducks will then become the Irvine Ducks? Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Tell us a little bit. Give us a history of Great Park. It's a huge piece of land, right?
Oh, boy, a history. Do we have an hour to talk about it right now? But the really quick story, of course, this is a project that goes back to the days of the El Toro Marine Base being shut down. There wanted to be an international airport. Voters in Orange County instead asking for a Great Park that its supporters would say would rival Central Park and Golden Gate Park, and then just mired in inefficiencies, mostly because the main person pushing it was former Irvine politico Larry Agron.
Last month, the Irvine City Council voted unanimously for this project. What does it include?
So this is a really interesting project that seems to win-win-win for everyone. So the organization that runs the Anaheim Ducks, the organization run by the owner, Henry Samueli, they proposed to build a complex for ice skating and for hockey. There would be three NHL-sized rinks and one Olympic-sized rink. And you want to talk about something that will actually fit a need? It absolutely will. Youth hockey in Orange County is exploding, but there's very, very few rinks for people to be able to play. A lot of times players are going out to Corona or trying to go to Lakewood, anywhere. And so this would definitely fit a need. And for the Anaheim Ducks, it's genius because they're in some ways, they're recruiting the next generation of Duck stars by doing this.
Is there any opposition, Gustavo, to building this ice rink?
So far, none. The Irvine City Council passed it. The way it would go would be that the city would lease the land to the Anaheim Ducks' organization at $1 a year for 50 years. A nonprofit would run it. Henry Samueli, a billionaire, tech billionaire, would pay for the construction. And then after 50 years, the whole complex would go to the city of Irvine. And so far, no one's really been opposed to it.
Do you think this is going to be a turning point for the beleaguered Great Park?
You know, that's the hope. Hopefully, I mean, if you're going to have a huge tenant and local tenant like the Ducks building stuff, and I think that's an easy way for the people who do run the Great Park. Orange County, of course, is a hotbed of youth sports, not just, hockey or football, but also swimming. I know there's been plans in the past to build swimming pools there for, Orange County has a longstanding swim tradition. And I think if you start like that, instead of trying to build huge canyons as the original proposal wanted, building something as simple as sports complexes, I think no one will be opposed to that. And especially if they make profit for the city of Irvine or for the Great Park.
And what about the city of Anaheim, who should be concerned, I think, that there are places that want to take away their teams, namely the LA Angels of Anaheim and the Anaheim Ducks?
This is going to be interesting because Anaheim, the Ducks, they do have a practice facility there in downtown Anaheim. But again, it's packed every single weekend with kids. But the city of Anaheim, they really don't have any place to have that Olympic size facility. But yeah, that opens up the prospect in the future of the Ducks, of Henry Samueli going to the city, kind of like what Artie Moreno is doing right now, the owner of the Angels, to Anaheim and saying, hey, look, the Honda Center is broke. It's really messed up. Build me a new hockey stadium or I'm going to go to Irvine because, hey, I already have a whole facility there at the Great Park. So it'll be interesting to see how the Anaheim City Council reacts to this. But by all accounts, I will say Henry Samueli is not a diva like Artie Moreno. He's about as great a sports owner as you could have. So hopefully Samueli really just sticks to his guns and says, hey, this is mostly for the kids of Orange County. And for us, we'll still be in Anaheim.
Gustavo Arellano, editor of the OC Weekly with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.